This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the second hour of this afternoon's Q&A program, live from our studios. Well, live from our Durban studios. I'm in Durban and Mufti Sahib is in Lanesha. Well, our question to commence this particular segment with, Mufti Sahib. This sister says that she's 8 months pregnant. Will it be permissible to sit and read Salah until she gives birth?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions this in the Noble Quran. Everything you want, you will find in the Quran Sharif, you will find in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Almighty Allah states, now you are expecting and your gestation, your pregnancy is going on 6 months, 8 months. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَهُنَنَّ لَا وَهُنْ. And as you are pregnant and the time is progressing, you get weaker and weaker. Your legs are swelling and so forth. Habibuna, and this if you want, Surah 31, Surah Luqman, and verse number 14, chapter 31, verse 14. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressed Imran bin Hussein, radiallahu anhu, father and son, both the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. Swalli qa'iban, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, stand and read Salat. Fa illam tastati, fa salli qa'idan. If you can't stand because of health, old age, you sit and read. So my auntie, my sister, you're expecting your 8 months, so what you're going to do? So sit on the chair and read, it's fine. Sit on the bed and read, it's fine. So make sure you do that which is comfortable for you and for the fetus and the unborn baby. Now you and your husband both going to do the following now, okay? So write down, and or you will send out the podcast, inshallah. So my brother Tobela will say, prepare it, and then I'll send it out, inshallah. Anybody wants all this? So inshallah, you just send us a message there, 071-888-1184, and we send it out. But Salahuddin is there also, mashallah. Allah reward Salahuddin and family, they to the rescue also. So they also send it out, mashallah. So what you going to do, 8 months pregnant sister? Read Surah 37, verse 100. Rabbi habali min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious children. So you make dua. Another meaning, Rabbi habali min as-salihin. Ya Allah, grant me normal children. There must be no disability, there must be no defect. Ya Allah, everything normal. Both meanings are included. The richness, the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language. Then sister, you are entering your last month. What are you going to read for easy birth? Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, verse number 33, chapter 21, verse 30. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Don't the non-Muslims see, they want to come tell us of their Big Bang theory and this Big Bang, they were chimpanzees and they were gorillas and all that shaitan. We reject all that. We say Allah created first. Allah created Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and then he created Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, chapter 49 verse 13. Ya ayyuhan nas inna khalaqnakum min zakari wa unsa. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ. Thereafter Allah made nations and tribes, chapter 49 verse 13. Your labor pain sister, what you going to do? So you read chapter 21 verse 30. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا. That the heavens and the earth were stuck together. فَفَتَّقْنَاهُمَا. And we separated it. قُدْرَتْ كَكَرِشْمَا. قُدْرَتْ كَامِلَ. This is the absolute authority, sovereignty, majesty of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So remember that Allah will make your labor pains easy. People sometimes send me messages, they say, Alhamdulillah, everything went easy, you made it. I don't make it, Allah is making, we only show you. So you must start reading and tell Habi also to read. Allah make everything easy for both of you. And not when the baby comes, then he gets jealous. So both of you must read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and children and offspring that are the coolness of the eyes.
Mufti Sahib, does a lady have to sit in Iddah if she did not consummate the marriage?
Our people don't understand what is meant by consummation. Remember that in Islam, we have a broader connotation of it. Husband and wife got married. Today is Sunday, right? So last week they got married. Last week, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, whatever. So the husband did not consummate the marriage, meaning dukhul did not take place. So penetration did not take place. That's what they mean. But in Islam, it doesn't work that way. That if the husband and wife, they spent moments in privacy, he kissed her, he touched her, he fondled her, all these type of things. So you must remember, in a case like that, iddat will be compulsory upon you. We call that khalwa. Khalwa is sahiha. So the husband was taking it easy, easy weezy with his wife, like you see. So you must remember, he was just kissing her, touching her, fondling, all these things there. So there was no dukhul, there was no consummating and so forth. Then they had a huge argument. You know, the woman and man, they also go a little bit ballistics. And then he issued talaq. So in a case like that, 100% iddat is compulsory. Yes, this is the scenario which Allah speaks about. That the nikah took place, everything fine till then. And then remember, the husband and wife, there was no consummating of that marriage. They were not in khalwa. They were never in privacy. They never touched one another. And they never kissed. They never were in privacy. Nothing in isolation. Nothing of that sort. And then they had a huge argument over the telephone or WhatsApp or whatever you. And then the husband issued the talaq. Then there will be no iddat. When there's no consummation and there's no khalwa, no privacy, then there will be no iddah. That is what Allah speaks about. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha nakahtumul mu'minat. When you married the Muslim lady, thumma tullaqtumuhunna, subsequently then you gave talaq to her, min qabli an tamassuhunna. See the word, before you even touched her. Ay touched her, tamassuhunna, kinayatun wa isharatun ilal jima wa dawa'i al jima. So I just gave you the tafsir in Arabic. So it means that there was no consummating, there was no touching, no kissing, no fondling, nothing. فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ عِدَّةٍ تَعْتَدُّونَهَا. Then there is no iddah on that lady. Chapter 33, verse 49. In your case, there is. Because 90% what meaning you taking is the husband and you did not consummate the marriage physically, practically. But you were kissing, touching, all that. So in all those cases, iddat compulsory. 3 menses according to Hanafis and Hanbalis. 3 periods of cleanliness according to the Shafi'is and Malikis. Salatata Quru, chapter 2, verse number 227, 228, 229. You see all the masail there are mentioned regarding talaq and iddat.
Mufti Sahib, this family is requesting Mufti Sahib's du'as as well as advice, as their mum is fighting cancer.
Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for Ummi, for Mummy, and for all those who are ill and sick. You must remember, my first message to you, Ummi, Mummy, will be you must remain positive. How are you going to remain positive? In your du'as, you speak to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So how are you going to speak to Allah? So write down there, you children, grandchildren. So the person who's ill, in this case, Ummi, our Honorable Mother, so read Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, verse 83. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي. Almighty Allah mentions 25 names of the prophets and messengers in the Noble Quran. Allah Jalla Wala guided each one of them, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna wa Shafiuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. There was selection, no election. You can see what a farce the American election is turning out to be. So it's not the first time. When I was in America, 2000 also, all big trouble they had. Now 2020, history repeats itself. So this is selection by Allah, not election. أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتدي. These are the people and personalities Almighty Allah guided them, selected them. You must follow in their footsteps. Chapter 6, Surah An'am, verse number 90. So let's give you now. You Umbi, you have to learn this, memorize it and read. Surah 21, verse number 83. And Nabi is so sick. Who? Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Jalla wala praised him. Wadhkur abadana Ayyub. Remember our special servant Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. So now what dua he read? Chapter 21 verse 83. Anni massaniya durru. You got cancer, you got shingles, you got leukemia, you got COVID, you got all other things. Allah alone knows what. We just read the dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. Read that daily and abundantly. And the hadith is authentic in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai. So back to the dua. Chapter 21 verse 83. Anni massaniya durru. The calamity, catastrophe, the sickness has struck me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah Jalla wa Ala, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So read the dua of a Nabi. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Read it and you must be positive, O Ummi, O Mother. Second dua, just after that, Surah 21 verse 87. The worry, the sorry, and you just need one, two people to come there and they will talk upside down things also. They will tell you, Kala tamani khabar che, that lady, she had cancer and she just died last week. So this kind of people, it's better you don't come, you know. Instead of giving himmat and courage to the person, you came and broke everything. So remember, you must always leave the people with a positive note, not come with negativity. So remember the dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Chapter 21 verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Truly it is none worthy of worship but you Allah. Everlasting glory, perfection is only for you. I am the wrongdoer. For me and you, I am the sinner. For Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, I am the one who they committed a mistake, error of judgment, not sin. You don't translate for Anbiya sin. They are ma'asum, they protected. So you read that abundantly, the whole family read abundantly. Then read Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. Give out charity, hadith in the Marasil of Abu Dawood. Da'u mardakum bis sadaqah. You the children, grandchildren, you sitting there by Dadima, you sitting there by Nanima, by your grandmother, by your mother. So read Surah Fatiha and go and blow on Ummi, on Nani and Dadi and Ma and Oma. So you read Surah Fatiha 7 times, you ma'asum children, and blow on her. And when you read that, you're practicing on the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you blow on the people 7 times after reading Surah Fatiha 7 times and you blow, Allah Jalla Wala give shifa. Abu Sayyid Khudri's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So many things you can read. The whole Quran Sharif is shifa. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى. So and give out charity, be positive. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for Ummi, inshallah.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, if the Imam have made a mistake, how do the Musallis rectify that or correct him?
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Imam makes tasbih, make mistake, then what must you say? Tasbih. So you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, words like that. And remember for the women, at tasfiq. So if the lady is reading salat behind the Imam, her father or her husband, then she must just put her hand against her hand, like you know. So she take her right hand, turn it around, and then she knock the knuckles of the left hand. And if she rectifies the Imam and all it, I make tarawih at home and my wife is behind me, so some surahs verses she know. So one day she rectified me, I got so happy, I think I gave 100 rand also. So anyway, so I told her, how you knew this mistake? She said, every year you make the same mistake. So I said, Alhamdulillah. So you must remember these things, yeah. So it's fine, it's permissible. So you must say Subhanallah and that. One day Hafizah people, they like stories. You know, my honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, we became Hafiz by him here in Heidelberg. You know how Hafiz works. So now, when we read, sometimes you read by the teacher, sometimes you read by your colleague. So now when we read, and we read wrong, so that person listening to you will shout wrong, wrong, like that. So Tarawih is on, live Tarawih in Masjid. That time no radios and all that. This is in the 60s, you know, 68, 69. So we Hafiz boys right in front, you see. And everybody knows this is all place for those youngsters here. And for me, it was best thing. I could take out everybody's mistake. Nobody could take out my mistake because they told me I'm too young. I can't make Tarawih. I'm disqualified. Nabaligh, you see. So anyway, so this Imam Sahib, he made wrong. He read something incorrect. So one of my colleagues on the back, he shout, in salat, wrong, wrong. So you can't say wrong, wrong and all that to the Imam. You know, in Durban, it happened, the stories, yeah. The children, they love it when I say it. It's true. I know both Imams. They passed away. Allah give Jannatul Firdaus.
Amen.
Zohar time, 50 years ago, the Imam, he went in front, Zohar time. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He started reading loudly. All the people, they don't know what to do. The muazzin from Malawi, in Cape Town, they call all the muazzin Bilal, you know. So he, the muazzin, he shouted from the back. He said, Tula, 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 Tula. For you foreigners, you don't know Tula, Tula. Yeah, for our African language, just keep quiet, silent. You can't make Tula, Tula in that in Salat. Another imam, he went to read was Zariyat, Zarwa. You know how difficult that surah is for your time. Now imam got stuck. Bichara, the people, what they know what's going on. So he's stuck in neutral gay. He can't go forward, he can't go backward. So again, another muazzin to the rescue. So he shouted from the back, Shia lo tatamuye. Just leave that surah, I mean, take another surah. You can't make Shia lo and tatamuye and all that in Salat. You must remember that. You must say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, words like that.
Mufti Saab, for the Hanafis in Salah, must you say Bismillah before Surah Fatiha, and do you have to say before the Qira'ah as well?
Yes, it's Sunnah. Before Surah Fatiha, you say Bismillah, and before the Surah, I'm reading now, I read Bismillah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So to read Bismillah, Sunnah. And the Surah I'm reading, Idha Ja'a Nasrullah. So before that, Bismillah, Sunnah. However, according to the Shafis and Hanbalis and them, it's compulsory. You must read Bismillah when you read Surah Fatiha. If you did not read Bismillah, your salat is null and void. Man fata shay'an min al-fatiha ay fasadat salatuhu. So any one letter, one word you must out of Surah Fatiha, according to the Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them, remember your salat will be null and void. So you must be extremely careful if you are following the Shafi'i Hanbali school.
Mufti Saab, do children, especially minor children, also inherit from their deceased parents?
Never mind small children and babies, even the unborn baby will inherit. Husband passed away, the wife is expecting, so we must wait till she gives birth, and she might give birth to a boy, maybe a girl, maybe twins. They also will inherit, and remember, they will inherit the same share like his brother or your sister, whatever the case is. And remember, although their brother is 50, 60 years old, he was working in the shop, he was working in the factory, he and this light dicky, this boy who was just born, so remember, they inherit the same amount. So that is the justice system of Islam. So children will inherit, and the unborn baby also will inherit. So boy or girl or twins or triplets, whatever it is. What is asbabul irth? What are the reasons and the causes for inheritance? Two they are. One is nasab, blood relationship. My father passed away, I'm the son. My mother passed away, Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus, and I'm the son, or my sister, she's the daughter. So that's how we inherit. Or husband passes away, wife inherit. Wife passes away, husband inherits. So you say an nasabu wa ziwaju. So one is marriage and one is nasab, blood relationship. These are the two reasons for inheriting.
Mufti Saab, this person has downloaded a surah on his cell phone and he takes every opportunity during the day to memorize. But the issue is that can he perhaps memorize without wudu?
Today I sent out a clip, you understood, what happens in Somalia. If you go, I taught many of the Somali students there in Dalum and so forth, mashallah. I'll give you one incident. One of them, mashallah, he's got vision, he's got sight. But he went to study and he mastered the Braille Quran. You know where the people who are blind, they put their fingers and they read. Subhanallah, when he went to Medina Munawwara and he got copies from there, he found mistakes in that one there as well. So they did the whole Quran Sharif, the one day in Marisburg there. So you must remember Sheikh Hassan, he's my student, mashallah, my student also. So he mastered it and he told us that, he said, anybody can find a mistake now in the Braille Quran, for every mistake I give you 1,000 rand. See how he mastered it. But you can see, so they hail from Somalia. So if you go to Mogadishu, Somalia, day and night the people are busy. Today we say Hifz Jalsa. My son, my brother, completed the Quran Sharif and we are having big Jalsa. But remember, he only knows Hafs Kirat. When they say half is there in Somalia, Mogadishu and places, they mean that he finished Sab'a Kirat. They mean that he finished Ashara Kirat. That's what they call half is there. Every second person is half is. Day and night they busy. It is Madinatul Hufaz. They say like how Algeria is, and Al-Jazair is Madinatul Shuhada. The French, they want to talk too much today. They murdered more than 1 million Muslims and Arabs in their 160, 150 years of occupation. So therefore, Madinatul Shuhada, the place and the city of the martyrs, Somalia, the Medina of the Hufaz. Day and night, men, women, children, they love the Quran, mashallah. So you must remember, my brother, you have that passion. You want to learn, fine. Take your phone, you don't require wudu. You have wudu, very good. You don't have wudu, fine. So which surah are you going to learn first? All of you who want to start learning, what are you going to learn? First, learn Surah Yasin, okay? So that is chapter 36 and 83 verses. Then you must learn Surah Mulk. These two surahs, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my heart's desire that every ummah of my ummati of mine, male, female, adult and child, should by heart these surahs. You want to know of Surah Yasin? Open Mustadab Bazaar. You want to know of Surah Mulk, chapter 67, 30 ayats, remember, is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. So first you buy heart Surah Yasin, then you buy heart Surah Mulk, thereafter you buy heart Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. So that also, remember, 30 verses there. So you must remember, then you buy heart Surah Dukhan. So that is chapter 44. So first you start with these four surahs, and thereafter you start by hearting whichever surah you want, and inshallah that Allah will make it easy. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. That I tell the students who are becoming hafiz, they say, how many Jews? You say 16 Jews, 7. I say, oh, very good, now it's all downhill for you. Once you pass 15, now it's all downhill. Quick, you will pass through it. So Allah Jalla wala make our sons, our daughters, children, grandchildren, hufaz and hafiz of the noble Quran. Alhamdulillah.
Amen. Mufti Sahib, do the effects of Rukya and Manzil remain as effective if it is displayed via a recording instead of live recitation?
No. People always look for loopholes and shortcuts. So they don't want to read. Every second day, third day, people complain. They say that in their house they're hearing sounds, or there is jadu, or there's sihr. And I tell them, read Surah Baqarah. It's authentic hadith, Surah Baqarah, for you, the listener who's listening to the tafsir every day between 1:30 to 2:30. It plays every day of the week. Allah Ta'ala reward my brother Tobela. So he just sent it to me, and on Friday, this Friday, we will complete Surah Baqarah inshallah from the archives. So 286 verses. So people say the longest surah, atwalu suratin fil Quran. So people say, hey, we're going to read 286 verses, just put the CD on, put the MP3 on. No, there is benefit, but the benefit we speaking of is the hadith. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. You must read Surah Baqarah, the individual, the person. Fa inna akhadaha baraka. That when you read it, and it's barakah, blessing. Wa tarakaha hasra. And you don't read it, remember, there is remorse and regret. Wa la tastati'uha al-batala. The evil forces can never overcome it, overpower it. Rawahu Muslim. Muslim, Imam Muslim has mentioned this in his Sahih authentic hadith. So all this, the Manzil, Surah Baqarah, Ayatul Kursi, four quls, you must be reading it, not just put the CD on an MP3 or no. You must read it.
Mufti Sahib, this person says, we have a school uniform business. We have overstocked the jerseys. Can we give the jerseys to the schools as zakat?
You can give it to them, but it must be Muslims only. Zakat, the recipients must be Muslim and must be poor. But remember that you must not work on the maximum price now, because you know you bought extra stock and that stock didn't sell. So when you are calculating zakat, I'll just give you an idea. You are selling the jerseys for 150 rand. But when you give it out as zakat to the school, to the Muslim students, the poor students, or the Darul Ulooms or whatever, so you must work on 100 rand. You don't go work on 150 rand. So in that way there, then you are playing it safe. So people today look for every loophole. They'll say, no, we're selling for 200 rand. You don't go and inflate the price in it. You take the minimum, because that is, you're just doing some loophole business also here. So it is permissible, but just do as I'm saying now. Zakat is always, we give more to be on the safe side rather than giving less, because zakat, we don't want problems.
Well, this is a very common question, Mufti Saab. Once again, on the topic of interest, how does one dispose of interest money?
You've got various ways. Remember, first and foremost, you must know interest is haram. Surah 2 verses 275 to 279, Allah condemns it very, very strongly. Second one is, now it does not enter our ownership, it is in our possession, so we have to get rid of it. You know the governments today, they levy upon us and impose upon us this tax and that tax and this custom and this duty and this rates. So your rates, your taxes, all that, your toll roads, all that you pay, you must remember what interest is fine, is permissible. Also, the fines you get, so all that you pay. So you must remember that, there's no problem with that. People get happy when I tell them that. Next one, it doesn't mean you must be reckless and dive 200 down. Next one is, you must remember that you give any poor person, Muslim or non-Muslim person, interest. You're not going to get reward, obviously. So all that will be permissible. Another option is you pay interest for interest. That you took a loan and you have to pay interest. So it's all haram, but now the principal amount, the capital amount you pay with halal money, but for that interest that is being charged, you use interest and offset the interest. So all that will be fine and acceptable.
Once again, already 90 minutes into this afternoon's Q&A program. After the break, it's the last 25 minutes for the Q&A, and thereafter it's going to be Mufti Saab's Nasiha.